Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
One is Mark and John's the other. They're just friends. They are not lovers. It's two old queens. It's two old queens. They're just sassy, not that mean. Two old queens. It's two old queens. Now shut up.
Hello.
Welcome to Two Old Queens. I'm John Flynn.
I'm Mark Rennie.
Oh, Mark, I am so excited about our guest this week. Please let everyone know who is joining us.
They're a writer and co-host of the podcast Better Than the Movie. It's Alan Traylor.
Hello.
Whoa, dramatic. You sound like a whale.
When in doubt, fire, you know?
Oh, sure.
Of course.
That's what they say.
That is what they say.
When in doubt, fire.
That's right.
Alan, I like to think of you as an action movie aficionado. Would you say that's fair?
Absolutely.
When do you think like the golden age of the action movie was? Clearly not now. Unless John Wick 4 is amazing.
There's some good ones now, but I mean, I'm a child of the 90s, so it's always the 90s for me.
More than the 80s.
More than the 80s, because you got your Jean-Claude Van Dammes. Sure. You got your, you know, your Seagals, or even though a lot of those were in the 80s, you got your, this movie, Demolition Man. The 90s were so weird with action because they were pairing it with every other genre they could. So you got like weird stuff like Last Action Hero, which is one of my absolute faves.
Yeah.
I love a 90s action movie to death.
There's also like every comedy would end with like an action sequence.
True. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have like a favorite, like of the, like, what do you think makes like a good action movie?
I think you just have to have a ridiculous haircut. I'm thinking of the Hard Target, massive mullet. Yeah. His beautiful, beautiful mullet. I think you need to have very, very tight jeans.
Sure.
I think you need to have a signature move. This is all Jean-Claude Van Damme centric, weirdly.
He is kind of like that. That was his golden era.
It was 90s. His golden age.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of his splits specifically for his special move.
And I do think he does have like weird, like gay crossover. Because he was like also one of the few action heroes who was also considered like a sex symbol.
Yeah.
Am I crazy?
I don't think you're crazy.
What do you
think? He's very sexy
man
in the 90s.
Considered sexy. Like, I know, like, I think Stallone is sexy in this movie.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they're all like good look. You're like, I don't, like, would you consider,
but I guess in
like,
terms of like action heroes who can't act.
Yeah.
sure, exactly.
The ones who are I'm only do action movies.
I'm just this body, right?
Yeah. I'm just this body.
But it's also a face. Okay.
That's right.
And yet a face.
And hair.
Yeah.
And yet a face.
And you might run into him in like a yoga class.
Doing his splits, of course.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely.
Probably teaching.
Well, we might as well get into it. I don't have anything else to say. What do you think of 90s action? Are you an action movie fan, John? What would you say?
I wouldn't say I'm a particular fan, but I tend to, I guess I just tend to see the big ones and I tend to enjoy them. Like when I'm forced to watch, they're not something that I typically seek out, but when I sit down and watch them, I usually laugh in ways time. That I didn't expect I was going to.
Right.
Well, they're sort wonderful. Of like, I mean, they're sort of like musicals and they're just sort of like, instead of numbers, yeah. they're action sequences.
Set
and
pieces.
Like, there are certain ridiculous things that if you like the form, you're like, yeah, of course. And if you don't like the form, you could criticize them, but it's like, shut up. Like,
that's not the point.
You know what I mean? It's yeah. Like, yeah. It's like when people are like, where's the band coming from? Why do they all have the same choreography? It's like, that's the dumbest critique.
Those
Please
people
get
are
out
the
of
worst.
Here. Yeah. They're the worst. Yeah.
I don't understand why they just start
singing. They couldn't just give up after that. It's like, no, of course not.
Did they work on that beforehand?
Yeah. Like, do you want to live in a world where everything is just realistic and grounded? No.
Yes,
I don't.
Of
that's
course.
Boring.
Exactly.
There's also something very flamboyant about a 90s action movie.
What do you think makes like a 90s different from an 80s?
An 80s feels more hard-baked, more like I'm a tough cop looking for revenge.
Oh, okay.
And the 90s
like
feels
more
like...
more grisly, crime-based, kind of?
Like a little bit of residual 70s.
Yeah, whereas the 90s, they're like, there's always a comic relief. There's some sort of quirkiness, I feel like, especially in movies like this.
There's always terrorists.
Terrorists
are big.
Terrorists, you could used to be able to have fun with terrorists. Not anymore.
Yeah, this too terrorist real. Is Dennis Leary.
Yeah. Yeah, who we root for?
Yeah, I know.
God damn,
his name is Friendly. You have to root for him.
Well, we might as well get it. Speaking of Friendly, today we're talking about Demolition Man. John, what's the deal with Demolition Man?
Mark, let me tell you the deal with Demolition Man. It was directed by Marco Brambilla. Screenplay by Daniel Walters, Robert Renault, and Peter M. Lenkov. And it tells the story of a police officer who is brought out of suspended animation in prison to pursue an old ultraviolet nemesis who is loose in a non-violent future society. It stars Sylvester Stallone, Wesley Snipes, Sandra Bullock, Nigel Hawthorne, Benjamin Bratt, Dennis Leary, and Glenn Shattuck. The film was released on October 8, 1993. It made $159 million off a budget of somewhere between $45 and $77 million. David Anson of Newsweek wrote, "Demolition Man is a movie that should have been fun and isn't." Lewis Black of the Austin Chronicle didn't exactly agree, writing, "If you don't really think about it, it isn't a bad ride." The movie spun off a line of toys, a video game, including a pinball machine, a comic book adaptation, and a novelization. And on May 4th, 2020, Stallone said a sequel was in development. And that is the deal with Demolition Man.
So, Alan, we asked you to pick a movie, and you immediately chose Demolition Man.
I know.
Why Demolition Man?
I sort of have two answers for this. I have the real answer and then the answer I sort of justified after the fact. Okay. The real answer is it took me 30 seconds and my brain was like, no, this is the movie. And this was, mind you, right after you texted me to come up with the movie, I had literally just watched like Creed 3.
Sure.
And for some reason, my brain was like, no, Demolition Man. You got to go 90s action instead. So the real answer is I just love this movie to death. I've always loved this movie. I've seen it so many times. I almost thought I could probably get away with not watching it for this
podcast. That's bold.
I know it is bold.
But you were like, why deny yourself?
Right. And I'm glad I did, because I watched it again. And I was like, oh, no, did I pick like the straightest movie of all time on accident?
I don't think you did.
I don't think I did either, because I'm going to really juke the stats later
Please.
On.
Please.
I was hoping for the best.
But honest up front, I appreciate that.
I have to go for it hard, because I think I've made some crucial mistakes. But the justified answer is, one, that intro credit sequence of Stallone's bodice, his wax body under ice.
Yeah,
and single-handedly Wesley Snipes' campy as hell portrayal of Simon Phoenix. I've never seen him have this much fun. As maybe the closest is To Wong Fu, but I don't even know how we all feel about that movie. I haven't seen that movie in years.
I find it a little slow, honestly.
Is it really?
Yeah, I just find it a little drag. So it's a little sleepy. But I also didn't, it's not what I watched when I was younger. Like I started watching like a few years ago. I was like,
I saw that very young for whatever reason.
You started watching it a few years ago?
I started watching it. Still haven't finished it. Still on somewhere. Well,
that might be why you think it's slow. It's taking you 2 years to watch it.
I watch it at 0.1x speed.
Oh, that's okay. Good. That's what the kids are doing, I think.
Did you like Demolition Man the first time you saw it? Like, did you think like, oh, this is a new classic?
I think I was too young to know good movies from bad movies.
Sure.
I think I saw it in theaters as a kid, if memory serves. So I don't think I think I was just like explosions, fun, quips.
What more do you want?
I love it. Yeah.
Awesome. What about you, John? Have you seen Demolition Man before?
Before yesterday, I had not seen Demolition
Man. Wow.
I had heard of it, but I didn't know. I just like knew that was an action movie, but I didn't know like anything specific about it. But yesterday I was having lunch with a friend of mine and I was like, oh, I have to watch Demolition Man later. And he was like, oh, you're going to have fun. So I was like excited. So I mean, like, I wasn't excited, but I was like, okay, I'm just watching this movie. And then I was like, all right, this will be fun. It's a weird animal. It's such a weird hybrid of so many different things. And the comedy kind of, you see where it's like, I don't know. It's just like so weird at so much like Wesley Snipes again is having so much fun. You're right. Like, it's great. He seems like a Looney Tune, like a cartoon. Like, so much of it felt like this should be an animated movie. Yeah. Some of it wasn't quite as smart as it thought it was. I was a little impatient with it at times. Like, I wish there was, I know this is a crazy thing to say. This probably goes with me earlier saying like, why do they all know the same dance?
Yeah.
But like, I wish it had a little more nuance. Like, I just wish like,
because
like,
right away, you know, Demolition Man for nuance. But
like, you knew right away that Nigel Hawthorne was the actual villain. And I was like, oh, if the,
But they're pretty open about it.
Yeah, but then I also felt like, we know he's the villain. Let's just get the, you know, like, that's why I got a little bit impatient with it at times. No. But overall, like, super funny. So it's also one of those things where, like, in the dystopian future of 2032, we're like,
I love that.
Not that far away. Yeah, there were times where, like, there hasn't been crime here in 16 years. I'm like, that didn't play out.
Nope.
And it is funny how, like, there's this sort of, it was so weird to be like, oh, this movie came out in 93 because there's stuff of, like, making fun of, like, not making fun of woke snowflake people, but, like, sort of that's what they're doing. I don't know. I found it very interesting. Like, really fun to look at, fun. Like, I absolutely had a great time. My friend was correct. How about you, Mark? What is your history with Demolition Man?
I, too, saw in the theater. I remember always thinking, like, it was never, like, top tier for me, but I've seen it since then, and it just gets better. I do think it gets better with age and time. Like, it does seem, like, weirdly ahead of its time.
Yeah.
In so many ways, but then also the action's great. It's like a comfort movie for me now. Like, I like it doesn't take itself too seriously. Actually, we watched it with my family over Christmas, because like, we just had like, let's just put something on that we can all relax to and just
that's delightful.
We can all relax to Demolition Man,
but we've all seen it, and it is like funny and light, doesn't take itself too seriously. Yeah. It's not like a grisly, upsetting movie in any way, you know.
No, like a good glib movie every once in a while.
Yeah. And I just think I love the world building of it. I love, like, it's so rare to get something like this anymore, where you just like, here's a brand new universe, but we're also not spending 2 hours like explaining how it all works.
Right, you know.
And then it ends when it ends. Right. We're not setting up a sequel at the end, you know. It just, like, he gets over his dead wife very quickly.
Yeah. And there's, maybe like, not meeting like, his daughter.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. But honestly, great. Do we need him to? No. Because he's still
probably.
I mean, I think they could have just cut that scene and then that wouldn't have been an issue at all.
Yeah.
But I do think it's just like a romp, and it's just like, it's a blast. And I do think, I think it should be in the Criterion Collection at this point, just in terms of
agreed.
Yeah. John, do you agree?
You know what? I need to let it age. I need to
let it age.
You know what? If The Rock can be in the Criterion, then Demolition Man is Armageddon.
Well, that has that Aerosmith song.
And this has a Sting Man song by Sting. Yeah, everyone's favorite.
And Grace Jones. Sure. You're right. All right. You're right. Criterion.
All right. It fits. Well, let's get into it. Alan, as you may or may not know, but I suspect you do, we're looking for the gayest movies ever. So we have a complex and Byzantine scoring system with which to judge them. So we're going to go through a ton of categories. And at one point, you are going to come up with a category, and it will be
added to the wheel.
What does that mean? Don't worry about it. We'll explain it when we get to it. But this is our current top 5 gayest movies ever. This is what you're up against. In fifth place, with a 90.37%, Madonna, Truth or Dare, In fourth place with a 92.20%, Showgirls. In third place with a 92.99%, The Bride of Frankenstein. In second place with a 93.21%, Hedwig and the Angry Inch. And number one, still reigning champ with a 94.83%, is Female Trouble.
All right, so if you had to guess now, Alan, how well do you think Demolition Man is going to do?
Oh, God. I think... if I juke the stats correctly, I'm hoping... I'm hoping for 40%, 40s, somewhere in there.
40s.
Okay. I think it's going to be still low.
All right.
Unless the wheel really saves me. I'm really banking on the wheel.
Wow. Sure.
We all must. We all have to spin the wheel.
We all.
You know what? No. I'm going to say 65. Let's go.
65.
Oh, 65. Yeah. Okay.
That's reasonable.
I think so.
That's a solid C.
For an Arnold and Wesley Snipes action movie, that's like getting
Arnold.
I think he means Sly.
Sly. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry.
Wow.
I just hope I beat Jingle All the Way.
Yeah.
It's got to beat that.
Oh, yeah. Where is Jingle All the Way? Jingle All the Way is currently in 168th place with 33.02%. So you're saying you think you can beat that?
Oh, absolutely.
I think so. Well,
let's
get into it. The first group of categories are the canon categories. So for these, we'll each be given a score between 0 and 100. Then we'll take the average of all three of our scores. So, Alan, what would you give Demolition Man on a scale of 0 to 100 in actual gay characters?
I think there's only one. Associate Bob, for sure.
I would say Dr. Cocteau.
You think?
Nigel Hawthorne playing him?
Yeah.
And listen to this. I was watching it this time with my gay prism on.
Okay, this time. The first time.
Watching Demolition Man, anyway.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
He's very aristocratic.
One of the first movies, maybe since Starship Troopers, to present like a gay fascist future.
Yes.
Because the most powerful man in this society, the man who created this society, is Dr. Cocteau.
Okay.
Right?
Yes.
Yes.
And earlier in the movie, Sandra Bullock says AIDS started. Then there was a big STDs, a flood of STDs after that. So I think Dr. Cocteau is like imagine like a Bond or a Batman villain whose motivation came from like AIDS.
The bat house?
Yeah. Like, I think he has such a fear. He's been so scared.
Okay.
Of like STDs that now he's gone the other way. So he's totally uptight. It's seemingly sexually liberated, but they're so scared of fluids,
yeah,
and penetration, and also abortions outlawed. So that's a white gay for you. Abortion. His main henchman,
like Simon Graham, is what you're saying.
Yeah. His main henchman, Simon Phoenix, is a drag queen. I think you could say a drag queen could easily play Simon Phoenix.
Definitely.
All the cops are dressed like Tom of Finland characters.
Yes, they are. Uh-huh.
There's a real obsession on fussiness and tidiness. And heterosexuality isn't considered the norm, because at one point Sandra Bullock's character says, oh, this is how heterosexual men fight. Not just saying this is how men fight. She makes a point to say heterosexual men. So this is a world where heterosexuality is not considered the norm.
It's not the default.
Right.
It's not the default. So I think this is very much a gay fascist future.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's at least two. And I think all men in power are gay in this. Even the main cop.
I think Warden Smithers might be.
I also thought
Smithers.
The main Smithers for sure. Yeah. That's immediately why I thought that. Yes.
And the main cop played by Bob Gunton.
Oh, yeah.
He's pretty fussy. So I think it's the only I looked up even because, you know, there's like Afrofuturism. I'm like, well, where's the queer futurism? There's not a lot. Uh-huh. There's not a lot. So that's an open question. Where's the queer futurism?
So it's in Demolition Man. That you're not getting any traction on right now. Maybe make it set in the queer futurism.
Hollywood is always looking for something brand new.
That is
never
true.
Never been done before.
That isn't Marvel. That's absolutely what they're looking
for. That isn't Marvel. So the two, there's at least two.
Yeah,
for sure.
I think we can say two for sure. But maybe the Warden as well. Maybe.
I think, well, there's a way in which this movie,
and
because
Smithers.
In the future, they're all like, it's almost like it's tough to tell, like when you, like for British people, sometimes be like, are they gay? Are they British?
That's what I was saying. It's the,
like,
it's,
they're all kind of neutered a bit. So it all, they all feel not alpha-y. They don't feel like more like traditionally like male, you know what I mean? So there's a way in which you can be like, maybe they're gay and they don't work against it as much.
And also they mentioned Jeffrey Dahmer.
Oh.
Yeah. and he gets name checked. So then 100.
You're claiming Jeffrey Dahmer. Okay.
He is a gay person.
That is true.
It's not saying actually good gay characters. Right.
You got to take the good and the bad.
Yeah.
We got to. Come on. We look at these things with eyes open, you know? Mm-hmm. So what do we think for actual gay characters?
I'm going to go 50%.
50.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll give it a 50 as well.
Mm-hmm. 50. This makes me happy. I too am going to give it a 50. Yeah. Okay.
I think my first option has to be reasonable. Then I'll go insane.
The juking will begin.
Yes.
The further we go.
You get drunker and drunker.
With power.
Well, I got an average of 50.
That's
which
right.
Is 43 points higher than Tootsie. I bet Demolition Man could beat up Tootsie.
Yeah, definitely.
Where's Tootsie in Super Smash Brothers? That's my question. All right, our next category, gay icons. How are we doing on gay icons? Well, we got my favorite, Glenn Shattuck.
Yeah, we got Shattuck.
We love
both
him.
Those in this. What do we think about Sandra Bullock?
Sandy B?
Yeah. Like, I feel like gays like her. Like, she's not like a problematic person.
Well, I think they very like, her biggest thing is probably like Miss Congeniality for the gays, you know?
Mm. Yeah, probably that. Like, that's what I was trying to think. Like, what's her like big gay movie that the gays like?
While You're Asleep. Any of her rom-coms, probably.
I guess so.
Maybe, yeah.
Do gays like Bird Box? I don't think so.
No. We love birds. But don't put them in a box.
No.
Did
let
anyone
be
like
free.
Bird Box?
I read the book. The book was good.
That doesn't say anything about the movie.
I didn't bother because I was like, how are you going to do this in a... It works in a book where you just like, have their eye, they're blindfolded and can't see anything and you're in their head. But in a movie,
yeah,
come
on. Across as tacky, maybe.
That's tacky. I don't know if Sandra Bullock is a huge gay icon, but also Nigel Hawthorne, an out gay man.
Sure.
Yeah.
Benjamin Bratt, he sort of like had like a big hot moment in the 90s. A lot of gay men like Benjamin Bratt.
Do they really?
Sure. I don't think consider him a gay icon, though. He's just like a hunk.
No, but he was like a top tier hottie for a bit.
If we're just talking beautiful men.
That's coming up.
Then. Okay. Yeah.
And then I think Grace Jones is in the theme song with
that's true.
With Sting. So you got to give some points for Grace Jones. But yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
There's not a ton.
No.
Not a ton, but I feel I got to give it a Glenn Shattuck bump because I think we have
to. Of course.
Yeah, he's huge. Yeah.
Yeah.
Rest in power.
Rest in power. But that's about Taco Bell.
It's a gay icon.
Not a gay icon. No.
What do you mean, John? Well, you don't like
Absolutely
Taco Bell?
Not. No, I don't like Taco Bell at all.
You don't like Taco Bell?
No, I think I've had two bites of Taco Bell in my life. One, the second time, I was like, I can't even finish this. I think it's gross. I don't know. There's something in Taco Bell that my body physically rejects completely.
And yet you eat ass.
No, one and the same, John.
What's one of the same? If you get through one, you can get through the
depends
other.
Depends on the ass.
Depends on the Taco Bell.
Not investing the time.
Is it clean?
Out.
It's the same issue. Is it clean? It's fine. Uh-huh. Well, what do you want to give this for gay icons? Will the juke begin?
I it feels wrong to juke here, but you know what? I'm going to do it anyways. 80%.
80?
80%, yeah.
You weren't kidding.
Right out the gate.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with actually 41.
41. I'll go 50. I got to give at least 50 anytime Glenn Shattuck shows up. Maybe we should do a Glenn Shattuck like retrospective.
What are
other ones? Oh, that would be fun. Beetlejuice, of course.
We've already done Planet of the Apes, the Tim Burton one.
He's in Planet of the Apes?
Yeah, I have his picture on the wall, on my wall. He's in Chairman of the Board with the Carrot Top movie.
Oh, I remember the Carrot Top movie, yes.
Oh, he plays Hermann Göring, the Nazi war criminal in The Empty Mirror.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Oh, boy.
He's also in Dunstan Checks In. Oh, and Sleepwalkers. Sleepwalkers is fun.
Oh, the cat incest movie?
Yeah.
Cat incest? Sign me up.
Well, they turn into cats and there's like a weird incest thing with
duo,
the mother and son. Yeah.
Oh, I
Stephen King screenplay.
Who would have guessed?
And guess what? Actually, it's a little campy and weird. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, he's also in Heathers. We haven't done Heathers.
We haven't done Heathers.
Oh, that's surprising to me.
That's a good one.
Put it on the list.
Hey, it got a 57 in Gay Icons, which is 12 points lower than the Philadelphia Story. That is Katharine Hepburn. Mm-hmm. All right, we might make up some points here. The queer gaze. How much can you tell, like, the cameras providing queer imagery for perhaps a queer audience? There are a lot of hunks in this movie. It is a hunk-heavy movie.
It is a very hunk-heavy movie.
A lot of snacks in this movie.
Sly does look great, and it
Sly,
is fun
when
to
he's
see
getting
him
frozen. That was like,
yeah, okay, that whole intro
you know
sequence.
That was like,
yeah.
Here you go.
I think he looks better here than he does in his like Rambo years, like because he's not as. Like,
I was trying to say, I think this might be the best I think he's ever looked.
Yeah,
yeah.
Most
I also like that he's
sure.
having fun. You know, he's like,
yeah, he's also
he
camping
comedy,
it up a bit. Yeah,
he plays the comedy really well. I thought.
I think he plays it well, but it doesn't sit right on him.
Yeah, they do get in and out with his jokes. They're like,
he does a lot of one.
Yeah, it's almost like it feels like a comic doing a different comic's material to me. Like it's like,
yeah, yeah, they do feel like alternate.
Like he
takes.
Was trying to be Dennis Leary, but like Dennis Leary's in the movie, someone else kind of thing. Even though Dennis Leary has his own little rant, but yeah, it felt to me like this is comic timing for someone else. But he's doing a good job. You're right, but I just don't like. He's just not a great actor, but he's a great movie star.
Yeah,
it's true.
Benjamin Bratt looks really hot in this.
Mm-hmm. And very innocent. Very, very,
very innocent.
Yeah.
Dennis Leary kind of looks cute in this too.
Okay, John, now you're losing it. And you won't eat Taco Bell?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about the Dennis
Leary. To me, he looked like Ted Neely from the Jesus Christ Superstar movie. Like
this is when your East Coast background is coming out. Uh-huh. Smethers has that hunk on a rack.
He's the what?
There's a hunk on a, like, Smithers has a hunk on, like, a rack in the open. And when you first see Smithers, there's a guy, like, chained to a rack.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, Jack Black was in this movie.
Yeah, he's one of the scrappers,
the
I think.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
And also, those cop uniforms are very,
very form-fitting. Fitted. Very tight. Yeah. Very tight.
Very V-frame friendly. And I do think just the slickness, it is, like, just such, like, a fun movie to look at. Like everything is anything that could be shiny is shiny.
You know, in that opening sequence, they are like dripping with sweat during that whole like fire sequence. There's that.
I remember watching Entertainment Tonight when they were like filming that stunt because it was like a huge explosion at the time. And I remember thinking like, I can't wait to see this movie. I know this is just an infomercial, but I was like, I am pumped to see a big explosion.
I mean, they
with
blow
the weird
up a building.
Core thing. They
blow up a ton of
it's
stuff.
A good stunt.
Yeah.
It's a good stunt. It was then such a bananas way.
It's not a stunt. It's just straight up an explosion. They explode a building.
Well, the thing out the jumping out of the helicopter is a stunt.
Oh, true. Yeah.
With like a bungee jump. It was
I'm not sure
hilarious.
But what the goal was there. It's not really much of a bungee. He just falls out of a helicopter
like a
and doesn't die.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, what do you want to give this for the queer gaze?
I'm really banking on that intro sequence under the glass. And
it's a lot, though.
It is a lot, and it's very in focus.
That thing used to be in a Planet Hollywood, so you could like eat under Sylvester Stallone.
I do remember seeing it at a wax museum as a kid too.
Yeah,
I'm gonna give it a 70.
70.
Yeah,
I'll give it a 64.
I'll give it a be real gross and give it a 69. Give it an average
gross.
Of
gross.
Nice.
67.67, which is 16.43 points higher than Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan.
Wow.
And that has
even with that chess piece. Yeah.
It's not a piece. It's real. That's been
debunked. Oh, that's right. It is real, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It is real. Believe.
But it is
believe.
A piece.
I do.
It's a piece and
a piece of art.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Our next category, the Mike Pence anxiety scale. How much anxiety do you think this movie would give Mike Pence?
I mean, it's dystopian and I don't think that makes him comfortable.
But it's also pretty neutered.
But then it's also pro-life.
Yeah.
It's pro-life.
But I don't think watching this is like, man, I wish our cops were like this. Like, just kind of like dopey, easily overwhelmed. But
you
like,
mean when like they're looking at YouTube on how to.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? They seem like genuinely nice, good hearted people, you know? Yeah, like,
right.
Wow. This is in some ways it's a utopia. In some ways it's a dystopia.
Yeah.
It's not all bad.
It's
which
not
is
all
the message
bad.
At the movie, you know, like you guys got to figure this out. Both sides of this.
Yeah. Meet in the middle.
Right.
Meet in the middle. It does have like a gay energy to the whole thing.
People get. Like
a lot of flowing robes.
Cursing.
Oh,
like, Nigel Hawthorne's like very like giving you Pope.
Very Pope. Fussy OCD. He seems like one of like those neat freaks who actually likes getting shit on.
Sure. Like most of them do.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
I don't know if it's that crazy for Mike Pence.
I don't think so either.
I feel like it's
violent, but
it could go
gory.
Either way. Yeah. It is a weirdly like Christian sanctioned world with the cursing and stuff like that.
It feels like a world run by like, oh, this is like if Gen Z the most extreme people on the internet, like, I don't like to see sex scenes.
Yeah.
Or like this is they're now
they're
in
running the world.
It's a world run by hall monitors for sure.
I was also thinking like, oh, they said there was a big quake and this is like new Santa Monica. So is this actually Palm Springs? And that's why it's run by gay men.
Could be.
Could be.
Makes sense. Okay,
I was doing a lot of world building. I was really filling in.
Are you working on the sequel, Mark?
Yeah,
I should.
It seems like you're working.
I was thinking the villain this time has to be a reflection of Dr. Cocktail. Like the Simon Phoenix has to be like a more extreme Dr. Cocktail. You know, like that. It has to be that persona. Because we've already done, you know, Simon Phoenix is the most like liberal, the most, he's like represents the Ripper side of things.
Yeah, he's just chaos.
He's chaos. So it's right. The main heavy now needs to be order.
Okay.
Okay.
What do you think for the leash?
Mark, you've,
yeah,
listen, you've already got your
Rio? I don't
started,
know.
It sounds like.
Well, what do we want to give this for the Mike Pence anxiety scale?
I think I'm going to go safe here again. I feel like he'd be mostly okay with it. I'm going to go 75.
75, mostly safe.
I think, yeah, I agree. I think he's mostly safe. Okay with that. I'm going to go 36.
36. I'm going right down the middle and give it a 50. I think, yeah. Like, there's some things he'll like, some things he'll be horrified by.
Yeah.
A woman being free with her sexuality, despite how that sexuality is...
all through a headset?
Yeah, done, enacted.
The government controls when you can become pregnant. It seems like, I don't know.
Hey,
seems like there are a bunch of things he's like, I like it, but not in that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mother.
Whatever that means.
Like, he watches it once mother goes to bed. Hey, got a 53.67, tying it with a Philadelphia story. Mm. Wow. All right. The next category. Hell on Heels. How we doing on Feisty Ladies?
Huxley's
pretty good.
She's pretty sweet.
She's very sweet.
Kick ass, though.
That's true.
I really like the scene when she like tracks down the car. Like she knew when you get to see her be like a cop, a detective.
Right, get her be good at it.
That scene was really fun. Mm-hmm. And also there's that bitchy woman at dinner.
The bitchy woman.
Oh, yeah, who calls him a Neanderthal.
Yeah.
The one that I thought was that little girl who when like a reporter goes up and she goes, fuck you, lady.
Yeah, that was great.
Now I went right to that column.
I kind of like Rat Burger Grilling Lady. She's not very feisty, but she's having fun with it.
She was a little Frida Kahlo, that lady. Yeah.
Not
if he had given her a bad time, she would have given it back.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
And she actually helps him out because he likes the rat burger so much.
Mm-hmm. See, it pays off. It pays.
To be nice.
Be nice to your waiters.
Yes, only your waiters, though, not other people.
No.
Yeah, there's not a lot of women in this movie.
Mostly Sandra Bullock doing heavy lifting.
And she's mostly just like sweet.
Yeah.
But she kicks ass when she has to.
But she's very direct when she's
sweet.
You could
be sweet in Hell on Heels. Don't you think?
I guess so. I still think like, because this formerly was strident women. So I tend to be more like, I tend to lean more that way. Like, but I agree, you can be sweet and kick ass in case anyone was going to come at me for that.
I think you could be more worried about these Taco Bell fans, John. I'm really
Taco Bell for them. I'm not doing anything to Taco Bell.
I do think Taco Bell would win the franchise wars. I think more people would vote Taco Bell.
Yeah, they're just the most ratchet choice by far. So
yeah,
they win every time.
But then, if that happened, don't you think then Taco Bell would also be like, we have burgers and we have like they would just become one thing.
It seemed like that's what happened because they're not eating like Taco Bell in the restaurant, are they? Gotcha. The food, they're just,
they were because it's Taco Bell, but
they're just every restaurant.
Hard to say. You don't get look at that food.
That'll be in the sequel.
No. You flesh that out for us,
Mark. Yeah. You've got a whole scene there.
Yeah. There's a whole scene where you see in the kitchen.
It's a real meat cute at the Taco Bell.
What do you want to get?
Focus Hell on the franchise wars themselves.
Okay. Prequel. The franchise.
Yeah, there you go.
Miniseries.
Call HBO Max, I guess.
Trench warfare. Let's do it all the way.
Quench warfare.
a trench warfare, but yes, yes, winch is better.
What do you want to give this for Hell on Heels, Alan?
I think I have to be reasonable on this one. There's sure. just so very few women in the actual movie. I got to go. I'm going to go 35.
I'll go 27.
27. I'll go 38. Giving him an average of 33.33. That's a fun number. All right. Next one. Drag queen inspiration. Could a drag queen watch this movie and come away with a whole book of ideas?
I think so. I mean, even the Taco Bell uniforms, they're like flamenco dancers almost. Very interesting.
Yeah.
Simon Phoenix's looks. Oh, I love that he has two different colored eyes.
That was cute.
Yeah. I wonder why that choice. There's like no...
He really is like you could put Simon Phoenix in like a Joel Schumacher Batman movie and not have to change a thing.
Nope. Yeah. And he's talking to himself all the time and cracking himself up. He's laughing at his own jokes. Like,
but then he's also like really good in the fight scenes. Like Wesley Snipes is a great physical performer.
Of course.
Oh. Yeah.
Everything. Sandra's jewel desk. Remember she wears that dress made out of jewels?
The gym.
And then John Spartan's original Spartan with the beret.
Oh, right.
And then all the kimonos.
Oh, and all the flowing robes, all the kimonos.
John.
Yeah, the real Mad Max vibe, too.
Yeah. What? Sorry. Just trying to think of all these different looks I could pull.
There's so many, John. I think you could have a Demolition Man night. You wouldn't want to do just that Sting song, of course. I think we're fine if we never hear it, honestly. I don't think anyone would be complaining.
Yeah, there's a reason they stick it at the very end.
I wish this guy made more movies, the Marco, instead of just like these video art installations.
Oh, I know. It's an incredible movie.
Yeah.
Have you seen
his video for, I know he's problematic, but Kanye West Power, he did that video.
Oh, he did that one?
It's just like a constant like scroll.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're beautiful. What do we think for drag queen inspiration?
I think pretty high. I'm going to go, and this is just my gut speaking, I'm going to go 85.
85.
Yeah.
I think like Wesley Snipes, especially as a character, and also apparently his look is what inspired Dennis Rodman to dye his hair.
Huge.
And Dennis Rodman isn't technically a drag queen, but he also did drag.
Yeah.
And the NBA. So
there you go, John. This is wonderful.
For that, I will go.
What, 20?
Fine, 23. No, I'll go 81.
Yes, 81. Yes. John, joining the cult. We're getting them.
The comeback.
I've been demolished.
You've been demolition, man.
Huh. What does that mean?
I'll give it a 88. Give an average of 84.67, which is the highest we've had
in the last
six movies. That's great. But it makes sense. Sci-fi, future world, you know, there's a
definitely.
Lot.
A lot of
and it does looks great. Finally, the last of the canon categories. Ellen, on a scale of 0 to 100, how likely are you to recommend Demolition Man to a gay person?
I would recommend this to
anyone.
Everyone.
Okay. Of course.
But I'm not trying to be a loophole guy. just trying to be fair and even.
Thank you. Alan and I used to work together at a bookstore. So he was always recommending. You think I know obscure movies, John?
Yeah, I've got
he knows.
Okay. I'm surprised that the movie I chose
and
wasn't
you picked Demolition Man.
I know.
Okay. If I had said, I've never seen Demolition Man, what would your reaction be?
I would have probably lost my mind because I know you like action movies as well.
Yeah.
I would have been like, that's not possible. I don't think that's possible.
Yeah.
But I do think it is worth it for Rodman alone. I think you could find a lot. Or Jesus, Rodman.
Snipes.
I think it's worth it for Snipes alone. I think it's very recommendable to a gay person. I don't a number to that. what's a sexy number other than 69? Let's go 88.
88.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. I think it's smarter and fun, but it still doesn't feel like essential for a gay person to see. But I think there's a lot of good fun stuff in it. And for what it is, I do think it's like an interesting entry in this genre, as it were. I don't think it's like quite as smart as it thinks it is, but I will give it a 74.
Is that just a way of saying you think you're smarter than the movie, John?
Maybe.
I think that is what people say when they mean that. I'm smarter than this movie.
You think you're smart? I'm smart.
Yeah, how dare you? This is a challenge.
Wear my gloves.
I do think it's a fun one. Like, if you're like, and also like, if you don't like action movies, I think this is one is like light on its feet enough. It's not too heavy. It's not grisly. Yeah, yeah. There's no like upset. There's nothing like truly upsetting.
It's so cartoony.
It's so.
I mean, he's munching on the scenery every time.
Wesley Snipes is like truly insane.
Just choking on the scenery.
But then you have all the fun like fish out of water stuff with Sly and Sandra and like those guys. All those everyone's so like affable in it. You know, it's just like it goes down great. And also, it flies by. This thing moves like a bullet.
It's longer than I remember.
It's 2 hours and it moves like a bullet.
It does, though. You know what I mean? The pacing is really great. I'll give it a 90.
Yes.
Giving it an average of 84, which is 3.33 points higher than the Philadelphia Story. I would recommend this over the Philadelphia Story. Honestly.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
All right. Now we are into the wheel category. Spinning wheel.
All right, so these categories are categories previous guests, such as yourself, have brought in. We put them all on this wheel, which is an app on my phone. You can see all the different categories.
Oh, good gravy.
So we're going to spin it once. Whatever category pops up, that's what we'll use to judge the movie. Then Mark and I are going to pick a category from the wheel that we think would be good for this movie. Then we have another wheel that listeners have submitted categories. We're going to spin that once. And then finally, Alan, you are going to come up with a category, which we'll use to judge this movie and then add to this wheel so we can use it for potential all future movies. Make sense?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Here we go.
It's spinning.
Well-groomed.
Well-groomed.
Oh, I think there's a lot of well-groomed people. Like all the cops are well-groomed. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's not a single stash in the whole thing.
I can't decide if Benjamin Bratt looks hotter in this or the River Wild. River Wild, he wears little short ranger shorts, though.
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen
He's
that.
He's pretty damn hot in this.
You've never seen The River Wild, John? River Wild's one of my favorite 90s thrillers.
Okay.
Meryl Streep, John.
I've heard of her. Is that when they go whitewater rafting?
She gets like Die Hard on a raft, essentially. But honestly, it's one of those movies that would be just on HBO all the time whenever you're flipping channels. It would just be on and I would always watch it to the end.
All right.
You know, it's a great movie. But well-groomed, I think there's a lot of people.
Yeah, society is so clean and about.
Yeah, so, it's very like fussy. And if
Glenn Shattuck's like haircut, which I actually like liked his haircut. I was like, that's like cool. I couldn't pull it off, but as he's wearing the kimono, it all fits.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
It's not an everyday haircut, but sure.
No. It's not an every gay haircut either.
Isn't it weirdly similar to Simon Phoenix's haircut as well?
There's a certain architectural
symmetry there.
Yeah. There's a symmetry.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Sandra
Bullock is well groomed. Only people who aren't well groomed are those rebels.
Right.
What are they called? Rippers? Scrappers?
Scrappers, I think. Scrounters? Yeah.
I think just scraps or scrappers. Yeah.
Scraps, I think, is right. But, you know, they're just wearing like Mad Max light stuff. So it's they're still fairly like clean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So 0 to 100, Alan. What do you want to give it?
Oh, let's just be modest. 100. Yeah, 400.
100. One of the most well-groomed movies you've ever seen.
I think so. Yeah, I can't think of one.
I'll give it a 90.
90. I'll go 95 because it's got to be. That's the scrappers. Taking it from 100.
Dennis Leary.
Yeah.
His beard is still well cropped, though.
That's true. Given an average of 95, it won't grow up. Now it's host choice. I only had one, I had two.
Okay,
options.
I had a couple, but what did you choose?
My first one was phallic imagery because those cops carry those rods. Remember, it's a gay police force, so they're walking around with like space dildos.
Yeah, and they sing beautifully, those rods.
They sing, they hum. And the other one was just topping challenge because that is like the Sly Wesley dynamic kind of. But what were yours, John?
I had dramatic smoking because Wesley Snipes has that thing with the cigarette and the gasoline. That was very dramatic. Gun cocking. There was a lot of cocking of a gun.
Mm.
That's from Double Holiday, as you may recall. I had shattered glass, of course. titular
gun cocking
song.
Is from Double Holiday.
Yep,
the Hallmark movie.
Yep,
one we just did.
Yeah, a couple months ago. And then I had a more recent one: ironic detachment from heteronormative traditions.
Oh, that's a listener submitted. That's from our listener, Electris Quiplet. I was like, Jenny came up with gun cocking?
Oh, I just know it's from what movie it's from.
Okay. What was the last one?
From Star Trek II, Wrath of Khan, ironic detachment from heteronormative traditions.
Hmm. What do you think, Alan, of the ones we've thrown out? Any?
Oof, I like the dramatic gun cocking.
We usually don't get a lot of guns in our movies that we get on this podcast.
Yeah. What was your first one, Mark? It was
phallic imagery.
They're kind of sister categories.
Yeah, right? They're kind of very.
I mean, the guns are also, yeah. Well, let's do gun cocking then.
Yeah, I think I like gun cocking.
Let's make John happy.
Oh, fine. Then I'll continue with the podcast.
Thank God.
There's a lot of gun cocking in the movie.
It's mostly gun cocking.
Yeah.
Although they do get away with like not having guns constantly,
which is nice.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, a lot of grappling.
Well, let's have another fun
fighting.
Thing, because there's a way, like, if you really are doing guns, there's not a lot of like hand-to-hand fighting that makes sense.
No.
Yeah.
And I really love the last act. Like, Simon Phoenix's comeuppance is really great. Like, the whole claw thing, and then, like,
yeah. It's a callback, too. Yeah.
Yeah. They use a good job of, like, what else would happen if things are, like, frozen? And then, like, oh, the bar, he could just run through those bars.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Really fun action.
Barrel chest to those bars.
Yeah. Well, what do you want to give this for gun cocking?
Ooh, I think for the museum scene alone, where he's just going giddy over the guns. And when he gets his whole crew in the underworld, I think I'm going to go pretty high for gun cocking. I think, is this out of 100 as well?
It is. Correct. Is the first sequence. There's a lot of gun cocking going on.
True. I'm going to go 90, I think.
90.
Yeah.
I'll go
93. I'll go 92. Giving an average of 91.67. Pretty great. All right, now we're into our listener category.
The listener category. So this is another wheel, not fewer categories, but equally important and beloved. So here we go.
Could Divine have played a role in this film?
Divine have played a role in this film?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, you could see
Divine was Simon Phoenix.
Or could be Dr. Cocteau.
Yeah. Divine could have played, this could have been Divine's Norbit.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Wesley Snipes is doing a drag performance.
I think so. 100%. For sure. Yeah.
This comes from our listener, Tommy Schwan. They said, had she not left us so soon, or I'd become more mainstream while still with us, could Divine have played any role in this film? Absolutely. I mean, also, they could have been associate Bob, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. This would have been a huge Divine movie. Gone too soon.
I'm going to go 95.
95.
I'm going to go full 100.
Oh, yeah. Man.
I think there's just like a bunch of versions. Like, they're obviously very different movies. Like, if Divine is Phoenix, it's a very different movie than if it's Cocteau. But I would love to see either version of that movie. So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Great new category. Thank you. And if you want to submit a category, you can find a link to the Google form in our show notes.
So, Mark, can you say your score?
Yeah, I didn't.
100.
How am I juking the stats and still being the lowest?
I don't know.
I'm not doing this very well.
You're not juked enough.
I'm not juked nearly enough.
Need some human growth hormone. Start juking. All right, Alan, the time has come for you to add a category that we can use to judge how gay Demolition Man is and all future movies when we add it to the wheel. Any thoughts?
I did have one when I was watching the movie. Mm. I don't think it helps me out a ton, but I think it could maybe... The reason why I was kind of skeptical is it's close to another category, but I think the category be would a pop star wear a costume from this movie? Mostly because
I like that.
The
in a concert, you think? Like in a video
or in a music
like a
video.
Red carpet? Okay.
Yeah.
Or just like in a pop starry place.
Mostly because the cop uniform reminds me so much of Janet Jackson's Rhythm Nation. Though that was before, but I was just like, I could see that.
Absolutely.
But that'd be my category. Would a pop star wear it?
Would a pop star wear
any costume?
I love it.
Proudly.
Not ashamed?
Not ironically.
Not ashamed.
Yes.
Not for a worst dress lost party.
Yeah.
Okay. So it has to be positive. Okay.
Got that's
it.
Right.
That's it's not a pun.
Flaunting, flaunting the cup.
That's a different category. Would the pop star be ashamed to wear anything in this movie? Well, what would you give Demolition Man? And would a pop star wear a costume from this film? I think there's a few, even that jewel dress.
Yeah, the jewel dress for sure is
the kimonos. Is like thing. What's that Madonna video where she's in the kimonos?
The kimonos.
There's
story?
That Madonna. That's it. Yeah.
Again, and even the very very weird Taco Bell costumes. I don't know why I'm so obsessed with them, but yeah. It's such a weird choice for a restaurant.
True.
But yeah, I think I'd go. I think I'm gonna juke in high here. Yeah. I'm gonna go. 100, baby.
100, yeah. He says.
I'll go 94.
94. Madonna's not easily sold. She's already done kimonos once.
Mm-hmm.
Janet already has the military right. Ball cap look.
Yeah.
His looks have been bitten already.
I swear they must have seen that video. It is so
similar. It was
similar.
Everywhere. There's no way anyone who was alive missed that video.
True.
What was that, 89? 88.
I think something like that, 89. Yeah.
I'll give it a 95, giving an average of 96.33. All right, now we're into the bonus categories.
Extra. So these categories, as their name implies, are bonus. So it's just extra percentage points it gets. So it's so now it's going to be 0 to 10, and it'll be that percentage bonus points that it gets. So if it doesn't do well in any of these categories, it doesn't work against its overall score.
It's going to do well in all of them.
Oh, really? Sure. Yeah. Wow. I love the confidence. All right. The first one, Alan, musical potential. Could you see a musical being made out of Demolition Man?
Oh, absolutely.
I think so. Pretty easy.
You absolutely could have. I was thinking this whole time. I was like, this would actually be a fun thing to try to figure out.
Yeah.
Just like the whole fish out of water element.
Or maybe, maybe even an ice show if they do those still.
I mean, like every fight scene is a different number. Like it's done. Yes. Like it's the structure's there.
Also, all the jingles, they already have like a musical thing, like the jingles.
A world that you could use.
You can have in-game movie promotion, like just having them sing jingles throughout the musical.
I thought the musical's making money all on its own.
That's right.
The number when when Simon Phoenix is like in the museum getting all the guns and the guy, the What's Your Boggle?
Oh, yeah.
I think that could be a song of like, I think I'm going to like it here. You know?
A spotlight song?
Yeah.
The Boggle guy? Absolutely.
Dennis Leary's Rants could be some sort of weird song.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Take some, send a maniac to catch a maniac. I was thinking maybe Scissor Sisters. We hire Jake Shears to do the music for this.
We'll see if he's available after the Tammy Faye musical comes out.
I have a, is he doing a Tammy Faye musical?
With Elton John.
Wow. I think so. I'm interested.
Yeah. Wow. I'm pretty sure he was. Oh, maybe I'm wrong on that. But I know Elton John is definitely doing a Tammy Faye musical.
God bless him. As they should.
Yeah. Can I just say, I live near Dodger Stadium where they had the Elton John. And it's by far the loudest concert. I could hear it from my apartment. It was incredible.
Congrats.
Yeah.
I was thinking this, John. Has this ever happened?
Okay.
With a musical? Because I don't know, like, where there's like two, like, where there's a hero and a villain. Have there ever been like, oh, one songwriter will write the hero songs and a completely different team will work on like the villain songs? And then maybe we collaborate on
believe-
the others?
I don't believe anything like that has happened. There are like a couple like musical reviews where there's like, there's a musical called Working where it's like based on that Studs Terkel novel and lots of different people just like contributed a song or two. But I don't, as far as I'm aware of, no one's ever done what you just suggested.
I'm a revolutionary.
Yeah. Let's get on that immediately.
Yeah. Let's get it.
Created a new form.
I did it.
You did it, Mark.
Listeners, I'm sure if we're wrong, someone will let us know.
Please. No, they never do that.
No. And we love them for it.
They actually don't. They're actually very nice. I wish they would do it more,
good.
Actually.
Really Well, don't say that.
Yeah, John. God.
What? Wait a minute.
It turned on John. Alan, what do you want to give this for musical potential?
1,000%. What are you talking about? Yeah. Oh, sorry. It's out of 10. Sorry, 10.
I heard 10. Yeah.
What if you're like, oh, sorry, 6. I'll give it a 10 as well. I think it would be great.
Yeah. I don't know if it has like, I do think it is like a cult favorite now. I don't know if it has like the mainstream appeal, but
I get what you're saying, but there are ways in which that also could work in your favor in that you don't have to be so slap. You don't have to be so like slavish to it. Like, you, it might give you a little more like room to be like, all right, it's not like
the whole headset sex thing could be like a dream ballet. You love those.
I would love to see them riff.
A dream ballet. Scarves, yes.
Minimalist sets.
A lot of kissing in that scene.
I think it should actually, it shouldn't feel minimalist.
It should, but it will be
a substantial section.
Yes, exactly. It feels, yes.
Hey, I got a perfect 10, tying it with Rebecca. Awesome. Nice. All right. Next category, Yas Queen. Are they moments that made you say Yas Queen? I think all of Sly's one-liners were kind of like a Yas Queen moment.
Some of them are pretty good.
Forgot to say Simon Says.
That one's really good.
And then when he like kills Simon, I think when he gets frozen and kicks his head off.
What's
the
one?
Shatters?
Yeah, that's the callback one. That's the best by far. What's the one where he hits him with the TV? He's like, it's something really stupid.
Welcome to prime time, like, bitch. Yeah.
It's not even that good. It's not even that good, though.
It's not that good.
It's like you're on TV or something, and he hits him with a giant TV.
I think Sandra Bullock beating up the guy, kicking him in the balls and all that. That's a Yas Queen moment.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I like Benjamin Bratt just full on going full scrapper at the end.
Native.
This is the Yas Queen moment for me.
His hair gets messed up. We love to see
it's a little ruffled.
Well, yeah.
I think it's pretty good.
I mean, anything.
It's not like a big like female empowerment moment, though.
Yeah, unfortunately. No. In fact, she's drugged for the last, part of the movie.
Knocks her out.
Man, what a bummer.
He doesn't go see his daughter. He's not all that upset his wife's dead.
We don't know he doesn't see his daughter.
Yeah, that was
I'm sorry, Mark's working on that in the sequel.
That's right.
That's in the novelization.
I do remember
in the pinball game, you see the daughter.
An article that they wanted, I think they wanted like Meryl Streep or something to play his daughter.
Wow.
I'm not even joking.
Could you imagine? Like,
that no way
it'd
that
be
would
be a whole different movie.
Then it's about the daughter.
That's right.
And then her father is like dating Sandra Bullock, who's like younger than her.
Opens a can of worms. Right. Well, no, he should date someone older because then he's actually younger than them, even though like because he's been frozen.
It's a mess.
Baseballs. It's
well, what do you want to give this for? Yas Queen, Alan.
You know, I just remembered his love of knitting as well. Every time that was brought up, I always got a kick out of that. I think I'm going to go 4.
4.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go 2.
2, John.
All right, I'm going to give it I'll go 3.
Oh, yes.
There we go.
Duke with me.
I'll give it a 5. Giving it an average of 4. That's how math works. All right, the next category, messy diva. I think Simon Phoenix is a bit of a messy diva.
A little bit.
Yeah.
I don't think it's messy so much as like chaotic.
Yeah, it's more chaotic than messy.
You don't think chaotic and messy are like kind of have a lot of overlap?
I think they do, but I think there's
that what makes you
more for
when have you seen an organized mess?
He does improvise quite a bit. He is, right. He is kind of messy,
but it's
even
not like
planning.
But he's like blowing shit up
like
left and right. He's fighting
like it's not
people.
Like he's not like like he's not like falling.
So you're saying it doesn't say unintentional messy.
He does get thwarted.
Just sort of like you know, like thinking about it.
You're trying to justify a low score is what you're doing.
Sure. Trying to have a conversation so that we get the score lower. That's what I'm trying to do. I have no dog in this fight. I like this movie.
I think we all
not enough. You must think it belongs to the Criterion.
I said it does.
Okay. At Christmas, I gave it 3.5 stars in Letterboxd. This time, I bumped it to 4.
Hey, I think 4 is
your heart
very
grew 3 respectful. Sizes that day.
It really did. I was like, this is a delightful movie. And also, it was like, at first, I was like, oh boy, I have to watch Demolition Man. I just watched it. It was great. You know what I mean? It's like there wasn't any like part where like this dragged or like, oh boy, I remember this. I was like, I'm enjoying it each time. I enjoy it.
Yeah.
I really wish they need to put out a 4K Blu-ray because then I will buy that. They only have some weird shoddy Blu-ray from a few years ago. I'm not interested.
Yeah. That's
give
the
me
one
the 4K.
I have.
Start the campaign.
With the Criterion campaign.
Yeah.
Surely.
Absolutely. They put triangle. They're doing Triangle of Sadness. They could do Demolition Man.
Did you see Triangle Sadness?
I did. I liked it.
I liked it quite a bit. It was,
but I don't think it's like one of the best movies of the 21st century or anything. You know what I mean?
No, it's pretty,
fun though. It's fun. I would say it's also a romp.
Oh, for sure. I mean, that
moments definitely.
The gross out scenes in that movie are
very funny,
legendary.
Speaking of gross out, Messy Diva.
Messy Diva. We really don't have that much though. We have.
Mostly just Simon Phoenix is
that's kind of it.
Divaist.
If we can one to one convert chaos to messy,
I think there's a lot of overlap.
Which I'm hearing there's a lot of overlap. I'm gonna go.
Sources are saying there's a lot of overlap.
Word on the street.
7.5.
Mm-hmm. I love a decimal.
I'm gonna go 3.
I'll give it a 6. Give it an average of 5.5. Pretty good. All right, next category, macabre. How macabre is Demolition Man?
It's really dark if you really kind of think about it.
Right.
But
Simon Phoenix's rap sheet is macabre.
It's brutal.
They show his
it is also so...
The first one they show is rape, and I was like, oh my God, Jesus.
Yeah,
there are elements that are really bad, but the way it's portrayed in the movie is kind of just like, yeah, but we sacrifice so much for peace.
Yeah,
and right. I don't know if that sits well with me.
Like anything also, not good for you is bad.
Yeah,
and illegal.
Yeah, including spicy food is illegal.
This world.
This is a world where they freeze prisoners and not rich people. So I guess there's that. But
and apparently they're awake the whole time. They have dreams.
Yeah, and that's super dark.
That's messed up.
Yeah.
And also all the innocent people that are killed in the opening.
That's true. The whole like busload of people that are blown
scraps.
Up.
That's rude.
Yeah, they have to steal their dark. Taco Bell instead of ordering it. Mm.
John, you would hate the show The Leftovers.
Why, is this in a Taco Bell?
No, the people are referred to as leftovers, and there's so much Taco Bell and hardly any eating ass. I did like Huxley's portrait of John F. Kennedy. I thought that was macabre.
Yeah.
In her weird Lethal Weapon Schneider's 3 poster.
I love the Lethal Weapon 3 poster.
Yeah. Rob Schneider has one of the funniest lines of the movie, though, to me.
Said no one.
Yeah, I know. It's such a bummer that that's the case. But it's
he disappears.
Line, yeah, thank God. There's the line where he's like, "We're police officers. We're not built to deal with this kind of violence."
Oh yeah, I thought that was that's like really funny. I wonder if this is what this must have been. What got him Judge Dredd? Will Sly years later?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. This is his audition.
Oh man, I should have chosen Judge Dredd.
No, that movie's awful. That movie's an anti-romp. That movie's a slog.
I haven't seen it in so long.
I watched.
I remember Armand DeSanti being out of this world in his.
It was a quarantine watch with like friends, yeah. And we just watched it. Like we FaceTimed with each other while watching, it, and it was like this movie sucks. Like, not in a fun way. It just like sucks.
Yeah.
The New Dread with Carl Urban.
Oh, I love the New
Dread. That movie's great. Lena Headley, John.
I love her.
Mau Mau. I think it's fair. I think the world of this movie is really dark.
Secretly macabre. Which
secretly
is kind of the
macabre.
Message of the movie.
Yes. Which maybe is fixed at the end. So I'm gonna go pretty high on the I'm gonna go 9, I think.
9.
Yeah.
I think
perfect
it is,
Halloween viewing. You're saying.
I think what you're saying is all true, but I also think it is such a has such a like a sweet polish and glow to it.
Yeah,
so I'm gonna have to go 6.
It's a cheerful movie.
It's the classic, you know, utopia, really dystopia thing.
Yeah,
right.
I'll give it a 7. Giving it a 7.33. All right, the last of the bonus categories: gay actors playing gay roles. Well, we got Glenn Shaddix and Nigel Hawthorne. Both gays.
Yeah.
That's true.
That hardly ever happens.
One, men of power. The other, very, very cunning.
very devoted.
Politician.
Always.
I wouldn't consider him devoted. I think he's just...
He's cunning, for sure.
He's cunning.
Because he's always like, well, that guy's gone. I
he's like a little singer.
When he's devoted to you, he's devoted to you.
That's right, until
but
you
the
die.
Second...
when there's a... Oh, there's a change in the wind, my devotion goes with it. But the devotion is there.
Yeah.
As long as you can keep him.
He's a hungry bottom.
You gotta earn his
respect. Some might say.
Insatiable Bottom, Associate Bob, Insatiable. I do wish there was Associate Bob like merch out there. Where's his Funko?
Gotta be
a T-shirt,
a Lego set.
Are you listening, Funko?
I would hope so. You have any Funko Pops, Alan?
I don't think so. No.
You don't think so?
A friend of mine gave me a bunch of like toys that she didn't want anymore, and I was like, I guess I'll take these. Sure. So I might, but I don't know.
You haven't unpacked it all.
Fair enough. Well, what do you want to get this for gay actors playing gay roles? There's at least two.
And there's also not like a gay role that like a straight actor is playing.
Right.
Yeah. And I'd say they're pretty important characters to the story. I'm gonna go six.
Six.
Yeah.
I'll go six as well.
Yeah.
You know, I'll be demonic and also go six. Given an average of six.
Oh, we need to up our macabre score.
All right. Now we are into the iconic categories.
All right, so these categories are bigger, more wide-reaching, important, elemental categories. So it's 0 to 300.
All right, the first one, Alan. What would you give Demolition Man in homoeroticism? How homoerotic is Demolition Man? They do have all the Tama Findlay cops.
There's the cops.
They definitely have a gay energy.
They grapple in their first fight.
Freezing and all that stuff.
Like, yep.
Benjamin
Bratt gets a leather makeover.
True.
See, I think the two sides are there's Dr. Cocteau, which are the fussy, uptight gays. Right. And then there's the scrappers are the gays, kinky leather guys.
Right.
The leather daddies.
They need to get along.
We do need to meet in the middle. Yes.
We don't need to cancel out the other.
There's room at brunch for all of us.
Also, there was something all the time. Sandra Bullock would get like make a malapropism. Like, you really licked his ass.
Yeah.
Oh, I loved her. Like,
funny runner. See, John, it's funny.
It is funny.
You're going to have to rewatch this in 2 months.
I can't wait.
It's not the most homoerotic movie. No,
it's not. Creed,
is it more homoerotic?
Creed was much more. I can't believe I didn't choose that movie.
This is better than Creed 3, though.
I really enjoy Creed 3, but I do agree with you.
I liked anything, what was Creed's arc, though? He doesn't, like, learn a lesson. He learns to open up to his wife. I know, but he doesn't have a challenge. There's, like, his life is perfect, and then someone from his past shows up, but for which you just kind of, like, lost contact with him.
Yeah.
I think what happened was fucked up, but, like, also, yeah, it's been a
not
been
that
a
big a deal,
years.
Really.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that, but okay.
It's all a little cartoony.
Yeah, true.
Love the fight scene, though.
But it was fun.
A little anime touches in there.
I want also whatever edible Tessa Thompson was on. She was like such like, she seemed so stoned out of her mind the entire movie to me. Am I crazy to think like she was like kind of bad in it? Is that crazy?
I also just
watched the first Creed the morning before, like the morning of I watched Creed, which I think like it makes me cry like three times in that movie. It's like such like a good, great, amazing. I think it works on every level. And then you watch this one like, oh, this is like the dumb version.
Yeah, she's just not in it enough, I feel like.
I think she probably also like her character does not that make that much sense from scene to scene. Like if you really look at it, so it's probably like she's bad. It's like, no, she's just inconsistent because the script is like.
Maybe a little
you're angry. Now you're rooting for him. Now you're this. Now you're upset about the kid. Now you're bringing the kid.
We don't want our kid to fight unless she takes boxing lessons.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't know if that solves anything. But did we say homoeroticism? Or do you want to give Demolition Man?
Out of 300, I'm going to go 200.
200.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to say, I think it's that Stallone and his freezing and unfreezing is to me pretty much all of it.
Don't forget the
cop uniforms.
And the cop uniforms, but I'll go 100.
100. It's up to me to make peace. I feel like the Demolition Man.
Or the right choice.
Or the right choice. I'll go 175. Given an average of 158.33, which is, 2.56 56 points higher than Star Trek II. Wow.
Wow.
All right, our next one. This one might be tough. Queer 101. Would you consider Demolition Man an essential queer text, essentially?
I
would think the only thing I would say is like
a real stretch.
Glenn Shattuck's complete. Like, you know what I mean? I do think he is sure. like one.
But
like,
is that 101? Is Glenn Shattuck queer 101?
Should be.
For a completionist, yeah, I think so. One could
if
argue.
You're a completionist, you're going past 101. I think like completionist 101.
Damn, you're right.
Same thing.
Right.
I love him. And if we do a festival of his movies, I'm totally excited. But when 101, yeah.
But
here's my question then. What would the queer 101 movie be for action movie? Like, what's the queer action where you're just like
Point Break?
Point Break. Yeah, that sounds right.
He does shoot off his gun angrily.
Yeah. I can't think of anyone. Point Break. We've done it. We've done Point Break. Where is Point Break?
Here's your real competition.
Yeah, I think that is the real competition.
God, I love Point Break.
Did pretty well, as I recall.
Got Lori Petty in
Point
there.
Break the top is 30s. Place. No, it's a 46th place with a 72.68. So we'll see.
Yeah.
But queer 101 for this movie.
I don't even think I can stretch that.
You can. Like, there's no law.
I would feel wrong though. It wouldn't feel right. Wouldn't sit well.
You wouldn't sleep.
I would never sleep right again.
Never sleep again.
I would be crying too much. I don't even know if I can give it 50. Shoot, I don't know.
50?
Yeah.
All right.
Can't imagine this being like. I can't imagine.
I can't imagine being like. We're really going to talk about this.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be mad.
I would love it too, but like.
But you'd be like, this is queer. What class is this again?
Yeah.
I'll go 30.
30. I'm going to go 62, giving it a 47.33, which is 5 points higher than the Philadelphia Story. Eat shit, Philadelphia.
That's right. I knew I liked you, Mark.
All right. Are you not a fan of the Philadelphia Story?
I actually haven't seen the Philadelphia.
It's fine. It's good. It is good.
It's a very good classic movie.
Yeah.
A little slow. It's one of those like, oh, this is based on a play.
Mm-hmm.
It was based on a play.
That's why there's a lot of talking in rooms.
In rooms.
In one house. All right. Finally, the last of the iconic categories. You probably make up some points here. Camp factor. How campy is Demolition Man?
Oh, just the campiest.
It's like Flash Gordon up in here.
Yeah. It's
It's like Flash Gordon, but good.
It's not Vincent Price campy, but it's certainly
Vincent Price
up there.
Could have easily been Dr. Cocteau.
Wouldn't that have been amazing?
That would have been great.
When does like Dr. Fives get up? I would have loved that. I think camp is, well, I think it's pretty high. I don't know if it's 300 high. I can definitely think campier movies, but I'm also trying to win.
Win. What is winning?
The integrity debate always gets real tough in the iconic categories.
Camp, this is definitely the strongest for it in the iconic categories.
These categories, definitely. But there's a way in which like Fifth Element is like campy. This like is like it's like under Fifth Element to me, I would say, in camp.
And Fifth Element has more campy characters in it other than Chris Tucker.
Right. But I think like if you put Wesley Snipes up to Chris Tucker, Chris Tucker wins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Not for a fight scene.
Not for a fight scene. Absolutely not.
I see that though.
I do like this movie more than Fifth Element though. Like I find this a more enjoyable, easier to watch. Like,
I think I like this
get a little pokier.
I think I like this equally as much.
Hmm.
Where's Fifth Element in the rankings?
Oh boy, we've done Fifth Element. Fifth Element. Oh, Fifth Element is higher than Point. Fifth Element is in 30th place with a 77.80. So only about a 5% difference between Point Break and Fifth Element. But Fifth Element is in 30th, so high.
I can't. It's not campier than Fifth Element. Oh God, this is so. The 300 is really throwing me. I don't know. I'm gonna go 202. Yeah.
202.
Yeah.
I'll go 135.
135, John. Are you insane? Taco Bell's every restaurant. I got a quick list of campy things I noticed. Here we go. The title card, Los Angeles, 1996, over the burning Hollywood sign. The font in the opening credits, snarky graffiti at Ethical Plaza, remembering a time when Dennis Leary was palatable. Is Rob Schneider so anti-camp, he's camp? Discuss. A poster for Lethal Weapon 3, sass in your parole officer, an eyeball on a stick, anything chrome, computer hypnosis, a white man in a kimono telling you to enhance your calm, being thawed, the three seashells toilet, the San Angeles Museum of History card with gold-winged doors, the movie's commitment to issuing swearing tickets, seeing the font from the Diablo games in places other than Diablo, Sly, Raz, and Arnold, a Dan Cortez cameo escaping in a minivan using the Love Boat theme to set the mood, Jackie Chan movies, a lightning gun, and finally the song Demolition Man by Sting playing over the end credits. I think it's pretty dang campy. I'm going to give it a 225.
Yes. I forgot about the three seashells. I can't believe we haven't brought that up.
What do we think the three? I assume it's like some sort of bidet function.
That's what I would imagine.
You think water's flowing out of one of those seashells?
Or you turn it, and I think it's the controls, because they show it. It's like to the left. You see the three seashells at one point.
You think they chose seashells over buttons for controlling a bidet?
That's so you know the right button to push.
What's more aesthetically pleasing? You know, have you seen like moms who like decorate, like I went with a beach theme in the bathroom. Yeah,
sure.
And right, like, right.
Everyone went with beach theme. Sure. Yeah,
this
that
is
makes
the more
sense.
Upscale version of that.
Yeah, no, it checks out.
So I guess Sly was just walking around with like a unwiped butt.
Oh, no, he took the swear words wipe his butt.
Good use for him.
Great use. Yeah.
I did. It did make me laugh every time you just hear in the background.
Yeah, I know.
The swearing ticket issue.
I love when they commit to a bit like that.
Yeah, really good. Hey, got a 187.33 in camp. Not as higher. That's about 126 points higher than Philadelphia Story.
Okay.
All right. Now we're into the crown jewels.
So these categories we don't rate. We just say yes or no. We think it gets this bonus.
All right. The first one, a 50% bonus for all the points for a positive portrayal of homosexuality. Does Demolition Man have a positive portrayal of homosexuality?
I would say no.
John says no.
I think it's negative, but I don't think they really truly portray.
I think it's very neutral. I think it's like, all sexuality in this movie is kind of not important.
Well, it's all sanitized,
yeah,
in this world. But I do like that it's like gay fascists. Like you don't see that a lot running the world. Like this is like, oh, that's always an option. Screenwriters,
that's a positive portrayal. We
try it on,
yeah.
But it's like, why
fascist
can't gay people
very
be
positive.
The villain? You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, why can't they be a villain, but not motive? Yeah. You know, but not, and also, no one makes fun of them for being gay ever in the movie.
True,
because I don't think we're meant to actually think they're gay. It was 1993. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think that they were like, he's really gay.
I don't know. I think I laid out a.
But it's in like the future.
I think you
from
did.
The
but I think you're giving
this.
Yeah,
Dr. Cocktoe. Come on.
Smithers.
What do you think, Alan?
I really feel like it rides the line.
It does.
Well, I can't be the deciding factor.
Well, then it doesn't get it. Then it doesn't get it, Alan. Then it doesn't get
as much as that hurts. Yes, I have to be true to myself.
It doesn't get it. We say we all have to agree, but usually it's 2 out of 3.
We don't say we have to agree. It's always.
We've done 2 out of 3 before.
Yeah. It happens a lot.
All right, finally, the
it's
last
very normal
category. -50% of all the points if this is the movie Stonewall.
This is not the movie Stonewall,
this
so
is
it will not lose 50% of its points.
All right, that's it. We're done.
Okay, Alan, so now that we've been through it all, do you think it's going to do better than Jingle All the Way?
Absolutely.
Point Break?
Oh, that one I don't know. Maybe.
Fifth Element?
Definitely not.
All right.
Well, Mark. I will tell you exactly how it did. Out of a total possible 2,395.53 points, Demolition Man has scored 1,600.20 points, giving it a percentage of 66.80, making it the 74th gayest movie ever. Not as gay as Hackers, but gayer than the 2022 Scream.
Oh, yes. I'll take
okay.
it.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
I'll take
that's
it.
Good.
And it's not that far off from Point Break. It's only like, where did it go? Oh, 72. It's like, I don't know. What did I say? It's like 6 points away. All six right. percentage points away from
points. Oh, so that's more than distance. Fair. I accomplished everything I wanted to do today.
You really did. You really did. I think that's a very respectable showing. You did. Well, Alan, thank you so much for bringing this movie in.
Yeah, this was a blast.
Glad I finally saw it.
Me too, John. I
am also glad. Yeah,
I did like it.
What a treat for you.
Oh, so nice.
But what? See, but then I have to watch like these 3-hour musicals. John gets to watch Demolition Man.
You just decide to be miserable, and I decide to enjoy it.
The filmmaker.
That's right.
Decided.
It is a choice, Mark.
I always give a movie 10 minutes. Uh-huh. I give a movie 10 minutes.
Sure. It sounds like you do.
I feel like I give a movie 40 minutes. You got to give it more than 10.
40?
Yeah.
I feel you like gotta, you can tell if you're... No, you could tell within your good hands just how they handled entrances, you know, and you could sure. just tell.
Establishing the world, whatnot.
Yeah, you can just tell.
You do put your best stuff at the front, and if you mess that up, then...
Then you got to win them back, which is harder.
True. I'm not... Good luck. Well, Alan, thank you so much. Is there anything you like to plug, promote, or shill for at this time?
Just a self-shill. Started a podcast with my buddy Justin and Tyler called Better Than the Movie. It's just an adaptations podcast. We did one episode on the M. Night Shyamalan Knock at the Cabin.
Oh. So you have to read a book and watch a movie?
Yeah.
That's a lot of work.
We're trying to choose very small books. And also, I've learned the beauty of audiobooks again.
Oh, nice. That's smart.
But yeah, the next one we're doing is All Quiet on the Western Front, which I'm listening to the audiobook for. And that, man, that's truly an amazing book. I can't wait for that one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Have you seen the Netflix one already?
Not yet. And I'm even going to watch the one from the 30s. I think we saw like a cut of that, too.
That one's probably better.
I think it is actually, yeah. But I'm excited, yeah.
Well,
I'm enjoying it
great.
A lot thus far, yeah.
What did you think of Knock at the Cabin?
I was really divided because I love the book and
the book's
movie.
Amazing. I like the
movie
both too.
The movie diverges quite a bit.
I'm like fine with that
point.
Though. You know what I mean? Because like to me, like the book still exists. Like it doesn't take away from the book. You still have the book. I'd like to see someone else's take on it.
Yeah, I kind of made the comparison of the Annihilation movie, which. Is
oh sure
very different from that book. It's like kind of just two people riffing on the same idea, and that's kind of what I took away from Knock at the Cabin. It's like he made his version of that,
yeah,
and it's different, but it's also good
and it's also entertaining.
Yeah,
it's just less bleak.
The book is so bleak, it's insane. Dark it is.
I love that, guys. Have you read other ones by Paul Tremblay? We're talking everyone should be
no, but
Paul
people
Tremblay.
Have been trying to get me to read him for years. I'm glad I read this one. I'm definitely gonna read.
He's
more.
Great.
He's fantastic.
The one Disappearance at Devil's Rock is truly creepy.
Oh, okay, maybe I'll read that next.
All right. Well, check out that podcast. You can follow us at Twitter and Instagram at Two Old Queen TWO Old Queens. Follow me on Letterboxd, where I maintain the current movie rankings.
Yes, you can email us at Two Old Queens TWO Old Queens. Let us know what you thought, if we got anything wrong. Have you written a musical with someone else where you each wrote a different person's part? Let us know. We'd love to
was
hear
it a
it
hit?
And promote it.
Yeah, did you
Mark
write?
Mark was the box office boffo. That's all Mark cares about. Bottom
that's
line.
All, that's the only way that matters. That's how else do you know if something's good?
How do you measure
it? Makes money. Mm-mm. You could also make us money by buying merch. Go to tpublic.com/twooldqueens. But I tell you, a percentage of the proceeds goes to the Okra Project. So you're not just helping us, you're helping others.
Right. And we also have a Patreon, Two Old Queens. For $5 a month, you get an extra episode every other week. So, you know, you get one a week. You know how it works.
That's math. We'll see you next time, everybody. Stay safe. Goodbye.
Now it's time for credits. We got music by Danny Cohen.
Artwork by Conrad Shin.
And special thanks to Alex Archer and Mike Rennie.
Bye.
Bye. We didn't get that right.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment.
Look younger. Feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.